What's
Sorry. Sorry, babe. I just got giggles. Let me do it
that?
again.
Again.
Okay. Hi.
Can you smoke weed?
Hey, okay. No, I've not smoked weed. I don't smoke weed. Hi, this is Just a Mom, Karimi Kagwe here, and welcome to another video. This has been my news. I don't want to call it series of videos. It's like we've been catching up. I mean, it's been a while since I posted, and I just talked about my the surgery that I had in September. Something else that happened in September was, it's something that I consider a miracle. During my recovery, my mom-in-law and my sister-in-law were, staying with us for a while just to help out because I couldn't do anything. They helped me potty train our toddler. Let me tell you, I thank the Lord for those women because our child is very headstrong. And I've been trying to potty train her for, I would say, over a year now because she just turned 3. Now, I mean, with all the research I've done, because I read a lot and I ask questions, I talk to other mothers and find out, how did you manage to do this? I mean, it felt like it was supposed to be an easy thing, buy a nice fancy potty, and we bought two different ones. The first one was just a general cheap one. She used to think it was a toy. The second one we bought was those ones that sang. Which she thought was a toy as well. She used to store her crayons in there. And for the longest time, I felt like a failure because my friend had actually told me that you can potty train from as early as, I think, 18 months. But 18 months came and went, and my daughter had decided, Z, I am not using that thing. So we continued buying diapers. And as much as, I mean, I used to try, and when I trained her, I used to, we removed the carpet, which is usually the first thing you do, remove the carpet because there will be many accidents. Remove the carpet, and then I would put potty training songs on YouTube and would sing along, and I'd teach her about, susu and poo-poo, and she would go along with it. And then when it was time to do it, she would say she wants to sit on the potty. She sits and sings and sings, and then gets up and susus on the floor right next to it. That happened so many times to the point I was like, you know what, forget it. I'm done. I cannot do this because it happened over and over and over again. And I realized maybe I'm forcing this child. Maybe I should just let her be. Anyway, fast forward to September now, when I was going through recovery. And my family was staying with us, helping. And they decided, you know what, this girl just needs someone as headstrong as her. We are not going to feel weshe like the way I feel. We feel weshe for her. And she says, I want a diaper. So they took her through it. She did her many, accidents. She used to pee on the floor a lot, and then that stopped. And now she started peeing on the potty. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is a miracle. And now I realize the thing about potty training is you have to be consistent. If you take off the diaper today, and she stays with it throughout, don't put it back on, so that she learns. I mean, when the accident happens, she sees what happens, she feels, oh my gosh, I don't want this to happen again. Now it's like the body now starts training itself. And that's exactly what happened. Now she knows when she needs to pee. Like, she tells me, Mama, I want to use the potty, and she runs and she pees. Now, number two, is poo-poo has been a struggle. Because for the longest time, she would tell me, actually, she's been telling me that for the last few weeks. She's like, I don't like to poo-poo in the toilet. It's too yucky. So she runs and hides in a corner somewhere and poops in her panty. But she's had a few successes with that, with the number two, and she still sometimes does it in the toilet, I mean in the potty. So I feel like we finally crossed that milestone, and I am so thankful. Like, for me, that's my Christmas present. I wanted her to be potty trained before the end of the year, and I'm so thankful that I got help. Imagine, there's nothing wrong with getting help. I think I needed to be resting and healing so that I can allow other people to help me go through it. And imagine now, she's good. We even go with her for, I mean, we go for an outing and she doesn't have a diaper. She'll tell me, Mommy, I need to susu. And now we've become those parents who park on the side of the road or run or look around for a place where we can take her, and it's working. And so now we don't use diapers at night, and slowly but surely I plan to remove the night diaper, because I've heard the best thing to do is just make sure she pees before she goes to bed, and then you put a Macintosh and then the sheet, and then slowly but surely she'll be completely trained. So mothers out there who are still potty training, imagine, don't lose hope. Keep trying, be consistent, and you shall overcome. So hooray to less diapers, because diapers are expensive. And yeah, so please share with me your experiences. I'm sure those of you who are moms have gone through potty training. How did you overcome the challenges, or were there no challenges? Did you have a super child who just said, okay, I shall use the potty? How did you go through it? Do you have any tips you want to share with other mothers? Please comment, please respond, please share with your friends. Let's keep the conversations going. Let's help each other. This is a community where we learn from each other. So yes, she's potty trained. Yay! So thank you for watching. This is Just a Mom. Mwah.